America Stands Alone Against the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child by Carrie Shakabuna Marshall. In most countries, sentencing children to life imprisonment without parole is prohibited by the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, Article 37, which states in pertinent part that state parties shall ensure that neither capital punishment nor life imprisonment without possibility of release shall be imposed for offenses committed by persons below 18 years of age. This measure has been ratified by every UN member nation except the United States and Somalia. Somalia, however, has announced in November 2013 that it will ratify the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, but not so the U.S. President Barack Obama and U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, are absolutely quiet on the issue and has given no indication of ratifying the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, as Somalia has done. America now stands alone in the world of nations against the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. Why won't America ratify the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child? One reason is the U.S.'s ideology of American exceptionalism promotes the fallacy that America is blessed by God to rule the world and is the greatest nation on earth. And because of this exceptionalism, America can do no wrong and the rule of law only applies to other nations and not the U.S. Currently, the human rights of American children is a global rule of law America chooses not to apply. Secondly, the U.S. does not want to subject itself to UN jurisdiction, where it could be brought up on international criminal charges before the World Court. However, the U.S. has always wanted to enforce UN laws on other nations. Finally, paraphrase the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., America is the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, even violence against its child citizens. America's cultural thirst for violence, as seen in Pennsylvania's de facto death penalty sentences of 540 children serving life without parole imprisonment, will not allow ratification of the UN Convention of the Rights of the Child unless it is pressured by the world peoples and nations and shamed into doing so. Ultimately, trying to get America to stop its judicial killing of its child offenders is like trying to turn a jackal dog into a vegetarian. America stands alone for a reason. It doesn't care about children. I am Kerry Shakabuna Marshall, speaking from SCI Rockview Prison, and thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.